So yeah, apparently, pay. It's not for the players anymore. It's for the payers. Retro, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm doing pretty damn good here and that stuff. What I'm going to do is, man, you actually sound really good, too. I mean, you sound real, real good. Let's see. We're going to get to this real short segment. I do want to let everybody know the show's only going to be about an hour today. John only has an hour, and then he has a meeting or something like that has to go on. So, but he was kind enough to give us an hour. So I want to get through this stuff real quick. And then once John jumps in, and we'll also have David, we'll also have DeWolf. And I never go anywhere without this man. So, Retro, he was not on last night. There was a little bit of technical difficulties. I think we were, even Stage was having problems last night with his microphone and that stuff. So, did you catch any of the show last night?
Yeah, I caught some of it. I haven't watched it all.
I feel awful for you. I feel so bad. Wise being wise.
I don't appreciate my name not being mentioned enough, though.
Well, listen, don't worry. You, DeWolf, and David, you guys got the floor today to bug the hell out of John and pick his brain and all that stuff. I'm trying to actually, I don't know where the hell my cursor went. I'm trying to actually say something to Wolfie here. Wolfie, how you doing, sir? I totally forgot to send the message here because I'm trying to do too many things at one time. So, real quick, this is a segment I call Shelves and Services. Basically, it's just the new games of the week and what's going on in the services, what's getting taken out, things like that. I just wanted to run down these real quick, and then Retro and I will start bullshitting in here. This week, it's a groundbreaking game. It is finally here. For everybody on Xbox, Grounded is finally here with story mode. It is here, people. Grounded is here. Also, Huku Life, which is on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, PC. Life is Strange Remastered Collection, that is on the Switch. The Fridge is Red on PC. The Legends of Heroes Trails from Zero. PlayStation, Switch, and PC. Tunic, which is finally on the PlayStation. It's on PlayStation 4 and 5 and the Switch, because you're going to already get that onto Xbox Game Pass. Death First, Let It Die, on the PlayStation consoles. Brewmaster, PC. What the hell is this one? Dorfromtic. On the Switch, Dropsy on the Switch, Let's Build a Zoo on PlayStation, Xbox, and the Switch, Moonbreaker on PC, Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous on PlayStation, Switch, and Xbox, Picross S8 on the Switch, Railgrade, Switch and PC, Valkyrie Elysium, PlayStation 4 and 5, FIFA 22, on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox, PC. My Little Pony. Man, my sister used to watch that on TV. A Maritime Bay Adventure, PlayStation 5. And The Witchy Life Story. That is on PC. So, also, October 4th, which is Tuesday, if you are in the PS Plus subscription service, this is just the normal one. You can get Hot Wheels Unleashed, which I will be trying out, Injustice 2, and Super Hot. Never heard Super Hot, but okay.
Whatever. Your Super Hot thing.
Thank you. You know what? I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Glad somebody thinks I'm hot.
Feel beautiful today, man. Feel beautiful.
You, sir. You are always a lovely man. I love you to death, man.
That's lies. We both
you
know
are,
I'm not.
I love you, dude. You should wait till I send your package out with
I'm so excited.
I got some extra stuff for you.
I'm like a child at Christmas. I can't wait. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get God of War.
I hope you get that before Christmas. I hope it gets there before Christmas. That's my worry.
Bro, it takes as long as it takes. I'm just happy that you were able to do that for me, man.
Oh,
like, you don't understand how much that means to me. Like,
Don't worry. I got some extra stuff for you, too, in there. So hopefully you'll enjoy that, too. I took care of you, man. I took care of you.
Oh, the wife's getting jealous. I bought.
What'd you buy?
Oh, no, I'm saying the wife's getting jealous of the way you're treating me.
All right. You know what? I'll throw something in there for her so she's not too jealous. I don't know exactly what she wants, but just let me through DMs. Not on here, but let me know through the DMs and that stuff.
It's anything I have. She wants whatever I have. So, like,
yeah. Yo, that sounds like mine. That sounds exactly like mine. Basically, what's mine, what is mine is hers, and what's hers is hers. That's just basically the way it goes.
I've heard that the whole time we've been together.
Yeah, same here. Same here, man.
I think we're abused. Dude, are we? I think we've been abused, and we don't even realize it.
Oh, I know I've been abused.
Domestic abuse,
I know I've been abused. I got abused today, right before I came on the show. I was getting yelled and screamed at. It's not even my fault.
Recognize it and not do nothing about it.
It's not even my fault. I was getting yelled at. Okay, so let me throw these two real quick. Xbox Games with Gold. Two new games coming in October 1st, which is today. Windbound, that is until the 31st. And then October 16th to November 15th, Bomber Crew Deluxe Edition. That is what's going on, Games of Gold. And I just want to let everybody know these 12 games, they left yesterday. AI, the Somnin Files, I probably said that wrong, sorry. Astria Ascending, Danny Ace, Dirt 4, Dirt Rally, Going Under, Limeness Gate, Slime Rancher, Subnautica, Below Zero, The Procession to Cavalier, Unsighted, and Visage. Yeah, Visage. So that's your shelves and services and that stuff. Mr. DeWolf, how are you doing today, sir? I'm hoping
I'm good, mate.
Oh, thank God. Thank God your mic works, too. I'm hoping everybody does. You sound beautiful, sir. You sound just as beautiful as Retro does. Let me turn you up a little bit, though.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's a great compliment. You know, I think Retro is a beautiful man, and I think you're a beautiful man. I think everybody's beautiful in that stuff. It will be even more beautiful when John gets here and David gets here, and you know we can start cranking this out about another 5 more minutes. So, what have you guys been playing lately, DeWolf? What you been playing lately? Okay. I got a little bit of a problem. I'm hearing you on my Mac. Can you guys actually hear me? I wonder why the sound went out in my headphones. I don't know. Let me try and plug them in. Let me do this. Okay. And you guys still can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Huh. Maybe I don't need headphones no more. I don't give a crap. Hey, as long as the show keeps going and that stuff, that's all I care about. I don't want any more problems and that stuff. But, you know what, DeWolf, can you actually repeat what you've been playing? Because that's when I lost the sound in my headphones. Ooh. Really?
Yeah,
Is Shadow of War, is that a hard platinum? Sorry. Yeah, because, listen, I'm playing God of War Ascension. I got everything except for making, slowing down 100 enemies or something like that, and then just completing it on hard. And I'm telling you what a pain in the ass. It is a pain in the ass. Listen, I broke two controllers already. And I'm not talking like I smashed them or something like that. I was just hitting the thumbstick so bad. Everybody knows the PS3 controllers were cheap pieces of junk. And I mean, I just... All right, then there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. Oh man, I don't know. I broke the sticks. The one stick, it got jammed up. I thought, you know, just by pulling it out, it'd be perfectly fine and that stuff. But no, it just stayed in the same position. So I'm like, okay, this ain't happening, that stuff. So I broke that. But anyway, I'm trying the PlayStation 4 controller. So hopefully I don't ruin any of those, because I don't have many of those either. So Retro. What else have you been playing besides Gran Turismo? No, you can mention Gran Turismo. I'm just asking, have you played anything else besides Gran Turismo? I don't have a problem with Gran Turismo. I don't have any problems with Gran Turismo whatsoever. Yeah. As usual. I've started playing Insurgency Sandstorm with Social. So
it's pretty realistic. I kind of like that it's kind of easy to die. I mean, if you're not careful, just one shot to the head and that's you done. You know what I mean? But same for the enemies. And then whenever you get the 8-player co-op and you're all working as a team, it's quite cool. I'm not even into first-person shooters all that much.
See, I did want to try that. I really wanted to try Insurgency and that stuff, because this was going back probably maybe 6-7 years ago. I used to watch this guy Level Cap on YouTube, and he was actually playing it and saying how realistic it was and that stuff. So I actually wanted to give it a try. I think it is on sale on PlayStation and that stuff. I might have to wind up giving that a try. Yeah, because, I mean, it's very tactical in that stuff. It kind of gave me, like, a Counter-Strike vibe, the way the map look was and that stuff, but it's a lot more tactical. It's not the Twitch shooter like Call of Duty is or what Battlefield has tried to do and that stuff, make it that Twitch shooter. But I do want to give it a try. I definitely do want to give it a try. I might actually purchase it, because I still have some money on a gift card and that stuff. So I'm hoping... Okay, so David and John are running a little bit late. I know. I'm surprised the Wolf is here, because what time did you actually go to bed?
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, Jesus, man. I was going to say, I don't know how the hell you do that, man. I don't know how you do it. Are you going on to Wooly's show right after this? Ah, we have our awesome guest. How are you doing, John? doing fantastic in that stuff. Little nervous here in that stuff. I know you only got an hour, so we're going to get right into it. I want to introduce John Dreese. He is the director of Motor Cubs RC, which I've been constantly looking at your website all week and that stuff. The game reminds me a lot of Bears driving Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. And I'm just blown away by that and that stuff. It was just unbelievable in that. I can't wait to get my hands on it because was very happy that it's coming to PlayStation and that stuff. So, how are you doing today, sir? And how is the game going?
There must be a curse. Who knows? Be like, who knows? The Kickstarter gods are just watching.
Like I said, the game looks really fun to play and that stuff. I know my son was looking at it and wanting to know when he could buy it and that. And I'm like, well, you got to hold on because it's not finished yet. But as soon as you know it does come out, Daddy will make sure he gets it for you and that stuff. But he's like, can you play that with me, Daddy? I'm like, oh yeah, that's no problem. I'll be definitely doing that. But listen, there's three questions I wanted to ask you right off the bat, and then I'm gonna let Retro and the Wolf get their questions in. But I asked these three questions to all of our guests. One, what's the first, whether it's console or even PC and that stuff, but what got you into gaming? Okay, so your three top games of all time that you've ever played. Oh my God, that look.
Number one is definitely Spyro the Dragon.
Okay. Okay.
Think. I don't know. It might actually be Metal Gear
Ooh. Okay. And what would be your, I guess, what would be your favorite system is how I'm going to put it. Like Nintendo, Atari, Intellivision, ColecoVision, PlayStation, Xbox. What would be your favorite system that you, if you had to sit there and, like people say, on a desert island, if you had to take this system with you, what system would it be?
PlayStation 2, because it was just powerful enough movies, and it wasn't big on internet, so you didn't have patches. You just pop the disc and you play.
Wow, okay.
5,000 games. So, yeah, and they're only $5. PlayStation 2, man.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, especially with the $5 and that stuff. You know, you can get a lot of good ones in that stuff. All right, so let me ask the Wolf. Did you want to? Is there anything that you wanted to ask John in that stuff before I get into a little bit of his with the game and that?
What I want to know is, what I want to ask, and I've been trying to look at how to describe the question, so I'll just
Oh, okay. Not to cut anybody off, Mr. David Faulkner has just arrived. David, how are you doing today?
Doing quite well, thank you. Apologies for being a little bit late.
It's okay. John's waving to you and that stuff. Okay, so let me make sure I'm thinking right here. Retro, is there anything that you wanted to ask John in that? Go for it, because I'm gonna let you guys ask him his questions, and then I'll start to bugging the hell out of him towards the end of the show. But you guys go ahead and ask him. Try not to take everything from me, because I do. There are some questions that I want to raise and that stuff too. David, did you have something to ask John and that stuff? Because I want to make sure you guys get your questions and everything. Go ahead and ask him.
Say, it's probably equivalent to what maybe 10 people could do on just plate test, which is constant, yeah. So you still need 18 months.
Okay.
Plate tester for you. No problem at all.
Yeah, right here. I'm right here too.
Let us know which level prints are really like speaking to you. Like, which ones are your favorite problems? Let me know. Like, I use Bandicam to record myself playing so that you can just clip it and send it to my level designer, and he can see exactly what happened to me. Process basically.
That's pretty cool, man.
So, John, I wanted to ask the question, where did you actually get the idea to do this type of game where bears were driving around these muscle cars and everything, racing and all that? I mean, listen, and I don't know if anybody remembers this. They did do a remake, but I actually like the classic one, but like Death Race 2000 with Stallone in it, and I can't remember his name, David Carradine and that stuff as Frankenstein. But I mean, that's, like I said, there's some kind of nostalgia when I sit there and I look at the pictures and I look at the video and that stuff, that it kind of reminds me of that. I mean, where did you get the inspiration to come up with something like this, and especially throw bears in it too?
It's like that's it, like summer 2021. We had just gone through like a round of layoffs at my depondering for like 6 months. Well, if I get laid off tomorrow, what do I do? Like, have as a backup. And so I was like, well, what game would I make? Because you've been for years just digging around. And I was like, you know what? I want to race. Life of me, find anything like MotorStorm on the Xbox Store. It was dry. I tried even, what was that, Dirt? The new Dirt 5? And they like MotorStorm because it's like pretty much the same team. No, I couldn't get that feedback because I know about rose-colored glasses. Like, your memory of things, it's always better than how it was. I went to the game shop. Everything was kind of like tongue-in-cheek talk, and I was like, you know what I like about this game? It doesn't give a shit. It doesn't care about what's fun, what's visually appealing, like, what makes sense, like, design. It just goes to town, and I was like, that is exactly what I want to do. Like, everyone's like, I wish there was another MotorStorm. I wish there was another MotorStorm. I was like, I want that.
Oh, that's great. Oh. I did want to say this. If anybody is looking to help the Kickstarter and that stuff for John and that, in the description, I've loaded up everything that I could load up into the description. Video, his Kickstarter, DreezyDigital.com is in there. So go check this out. Make sure, you know, you help him out in that stuff. The game looks phenomenal. If I can just figure out a way to, you know, put pictures into the restream, as I'm trying to do now, I'm going to try and get this up here. But, yeah, check it out. Donate and that stuff. I'm going to do it after the show and everything, because 50 million things. But do any of you guys, or John, do you have something to say? Ooh. Let's see.
Well, for the Kickstarter, they're actually years. The highest was contributing a vehicle design, which, whatever he wants to do. Yeah. And some of them are back to the anthropomorphic bears. You know how, like, in Counter-Strike?
Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to use real brands. We're going to make our own brand, a soda brand, in the game called Panta. We have Monpod. We have like Arctis tires. We're just going to build boards. We're populating the levels with custom advertising the way.
Okay. Anybody else want to shoot him a question real quick, or we still got a little bit of time?
Yes,
I was a part of a band in high school, but nothing special. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. The original, like, the second take, and you're like, this is the same song? And like, they kind of forget the bad parts, they remember the good parts, they practice, and then before you know it, years, you just have the best version of whatever you're working on. Forgetfulness, like, you just forget the bad stuff, you remember the good, right? That's, and that's how you get good content. It takes time. To trust human memory, you something to start with, but in the end, you need someone to actually make.
Okay.
In psychology, you gotta trust humans.
Yeah, we haven't worked that little bit of human component out yet. We're still a bit away from that. Send those scripts that they like. They make a AI watch a certain TV show over and over.
No, it's okay. Sorry, I didn't mean it. It's just this cutting in and out. I didn't mean to jump in. But what do you think about its application for the stuff like GT Sophie, for example, where it's being used to kind of train a virtual avatar to compete against people and, you know, learn as it's racing and stuff like that? Do you see that being pushed more and more?
Racing? It seems really good. Like, when I watched Gran Turismo 7's AI, it was a professional racer would ever attempt because they had money on the line, but the AI had no fear. So I found, like, shortcuts in GT7, and I know, like, the things it does are really not only the racing line every time, and still risk driving through grass to gain like a course for driving, at least something that's very like a 0 to 1, like you gotta turn and get to a goal, like it is perfect for that. It's just that actual like level, it's gonna take some time. I'm sure it'll get there eventually, the grips with how humans like actually think and like emulate that. It's a little tough right now. They're trying to just like figure so that you're not just computing left and right, you're computing up and down. I think once they physically do that, and AMD is starting to do that with the chips, right? They have a dual lay 1000 3XT.
David.
Sorry, I'll just jump in on the back end of this AI chat. Yeah. Something like your own game, if it had an online component where you could be playing against, you know, doing lobbies and all that sort of stuff, would you consider some of the developing AI tech
content needs to be locked by February 1st, which is 19 weeks. So you just look at the content and you divide it up and say, like, well, we have tools done and we have 19 weeks to go. So we got to assess a lot of level content got thrown away as we got better and better. And that's what the game pairs say 1 year ago. So you got
John, I wanted to ask you one question. I know this isn't this isn't about the game, but after you're finished with this game, is there something that you're just dying to make after this game too? I mean, I know, like, future and that stuff. Suppose Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo came up and said, listen, here's a budget of, and I'm just going to say, $50 million, and we want you, just the look on your face and everything. But, I mean, but listen, I'm giving you $50 million. What is that project? What is something that you are just dying to do, to sit there and say, listen, I finally have the money. This is what I've always dreamed of and that stuff. Because, listen, I'm sure, and I'm not, you know, doing anything with the game and that stuff, but this is a good starter game for you and everything, to get everything rolling with your people and that stuff. And then somebody comes in and says, here's some money. Create something brand new for us. What is that? Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So have you guys played it recently?
The last time I played Wipeout was PS3 when it first came out. No, I have no memory of it. I'm gonna have to clip all this stuff and make sure I send it to Sony, and I also send it to Microsoft and that stuff, so you know we can make sure we get John at least some kind of, you know, in. Listen, I think you might actually, I don't know, I think you might actually have your foot more in the door with Microsoft and what's going on with Halo than with Sony. But I'd like, I mean, me being more of a Sony fan, I'd like to see Wipeout come back with your ideas and that stuff. That would be great, because you know what? A lot of people have been sitting there saying, I've heard Wipeout, I've heard Warhawk with the SOCOM, the Killzone, the Resistance. People want, you know, some of these games that are in that backlog, you know, or Vault or whatever from Sony. You know, take somebody fresh and new and that stuff, like yourself, and say, here, John, you want to do Wipeout? Here you go. You have at it and that stuff, and you know, give us something that we could sit there and be proud of, because you know what? Listen, you take a lot of pride in your work in that, and you're going to make it the best it's going to be. And that's you know, what all us fans, you know, care about and that stuff. So, yeah, if I'm Sony, I'm giving you the bag and saying, here's the IP. Go for it, man. So. sorry, Retro.
It was the day that they started their program of just giving out free.
Well, you know what? I saw, John, I actually saw something. It was maybe a week or two ago or something, but somebody from Xbox actually, you tweeted something out and they responded to you. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, and even on Wooly's show, I'm like, how is it that Xbox and Nintendo, even Nintendo, aren't sitting there and saying, hey, man, like helping you out and that stuff with the a dev kit or something like that. I don't understand that, but I don't understand a lot of things either. And but it was somebody from Xbox. It might have just been Xbox on Twitter. Maybe it was. Oh, he's not. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I saw on the website your game with PlayStation. It'll come out on PlayStation. It'll come out on Steam. I'm trying to think. Is it Epic? Is it supposed to be on Epic Store? Yes, that's what it is, Linux. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at the picture now. And yeah, Steam, Apple, Linux, and PlayStation. So, I can't wait to play it on PlayStation and that stuff. But I know we're starting to... What's that?
So, we're not going to release it the same day that everything else is because it's such a tight no glitches, runs well. I'll spend a couple of months on the PlayStation 5 port because I don't know how much things are going to change. Because, you know, there's Unity update. Stuff like the haptic feedback, the adaptive triggers, all that works the way it should. And let's see if we can push the graphics even more, or the physics even. Not having a huge overhead from your operating system is kind of nice, and having a target platform is also really nice, because I don't know if people realize it, but right?
I actually wanted to ask, I wanted to ask you something real quick on the, when you sat there and said about the PlayStation 5 controller and the haptic feedbacks, is that a little bit extra for you as a developer and that stuff, or it is? Okay, thank you for proving my point, because I was a panel member that we have on our Friday night show. He sat there and said, he said, it might be, it's a little bit extra work, he says, but it's all involved in the process of the game and that stuff, which I kind of understand. But then with you guys and what you're doing, that I always thought that's, it's like me sitting there and doing, I work in construction. So if I sit there and say, I'm going to do a house, and then all of a sudden, hey, you have this inspection, you have this on top of your doing your house, your it's extra work included into that day. So it is actually, and it is it harder work for the haptic feedbacks and that stuff on the controller? Okay. I know, John, I'm not exactly sure how much longer we have you for and that stuff. 15 minutes. Okay. DeWolf, I wanted to find out, do you have any more, questions for John or David? Any of you guys, shoot them, because I talked a little bit too much here. So I'm hoping you guys have some stuff for him. go ahead, DeWolf.
no policy against it. The console manufacturer, there's incentive for them. It's a tough time. I think it's up to the people. Like, hopefully there's others out there. Just gotta find out who they are, who are like willing to go to some of that money. Just a little bit, not all of it, just a little bit. And I hope that's what more developers do. Look at something like, you know, our favorite game. Let's do it the way that we want it to, and keep the way things used to be. Hope games like Motorcup.
Hey, go for it, David.
streaming services. Hopefully you won't make me something for Google Stadia.
They were actually reaching out to me like, hey, you should try out Stadia. You should really try. And I looked at the requirements and I went, okay. After the Xbox port, after Steam Deck is done.
For the bigger part of it is, aside from the financial model and the business model and all that sort of stuff, putting your game into a streaming service, but Stadia, Game Pass, PS Plus, whatever it ends up being, more for the technical aspect, on streaming a game, does it put a large amount of strain on the development if you put that in mind that it doesn't make any difference?
On Xbox, you're actually playing on Xbox Series X.
Cool. So there's no major change around
like Microsoft bought it. Not that I'm aware of. It's just earned like a long time ago. Like, how are you gonna do this streaming thing? It's a different model, but it's which I'm familiar with. The developer would never know. And that's how you don't put more strain. Just the same game, same console, either it's in your home or in a fast ISP. That's the only factor that people should ever worry about. And that's cool. But as for, like, I'd say Game Pass, do you guys want to talk?
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all watched it, and it was horrible. That's what I worry about. And brand name, but the work wasn't put into it, and we just kind of get used. It's my only concern if we ever go to just a subscription-only gaming model. You know, no more set one. That would be my concern as a consumer. Is like, am I getting my money's worth? And what is 15 a month?
Well, see, I kind of agree with you on that because, and I'm not going to sit there and say everything in Netflix is bad and that stuff. Netflix does have their, you know, my wife and I, we watch You. She loves that show. I actually love that show too. But you have to really nitpick through a bunch of content that you're like, I don't think. But then another thing too is Netflix also has movies from 10 to 15 years ago that I'm like, okay, I've seen literally 1,000 times on HBO, TBS, whatever else and that stuff. I don't need that. I need something new and fresh. But then, okay, and you know, you can stone me all you want and that stuff. I also have Disney Plus. I watched a new Thor movie. I thought it was horrible. It was, in my opinion, I thought it was horrific. The only thing, spoiler alert, in the movie that was great was the goats. That's the only thing. But then me on... I'm sorry, but listen, the thing is that the Marvel movies after Endgame have, to me, have not been that great. Listen, I'm a huge Sam Raimi fan. I love all his movies with the Evil Dead, the Army of Darkness, I think To Hell, I forget what that is, but even he just knows how to do it. It was a good horror movie, but I just, Eternals, Shang-Chi, I didn't get into it. Their TV shows aren't bad. The Star Wars ones have been a hell of a lot better than what the movies, the last three movies were. I mean, but see, the thing is I understand what you're sitting there saying, that you're going to pay, even if Game Pass goes up, say, to $20, it should be worth, there should be content in there that's worth $20. Maybe it's not worth it to me. Maybe it's worth it to, you know, some other people. All depends if they like the indies and the double A's, which I do myself. But you also need those big blockbusters in there to kind of like say, yeah, this is what, it's $20. You're getting your money's worth. I hate that. I see, this is too good a conversation, that stuff. John, I know you don't have much time, and I actually have to get two of the gentlemen that are here onto Wooly's show too. my timing is horrible, man. My timing is really bad. Shoot it real quick to Retro. Wow. I can't believe you just sat there and said that to our guest. Wow. I don't mean to cut everybody off here and that stuff. I got to get Retro, you and David, I got to get out of here. I'm taking too much time of John and that stuff. I want to get John, when you get free time, DM me. We got to have you back in that stuff. You were great in that. Got to get you back here. Tell everybody where they can go, even though it's in the description and that stuff. If you guys, whether you tune in now or later, check it out in the description. But, John, tell everybody where they can find out more information about Motor Cub RC and when it, you know, possible release and that stuff on Steam, Apple, and all that. Tell them all the information. Okay. Like I said, if you need to find out any information, his Twitter handle is in there. All the information from the Kickstarter website and that stuff. Dreezy.com is in there. I have it all in the description. Please go, you know, check this out. Listen, just the pictures that you see on the Kickstarter are amazing. I mean, they're incredible in that stuff. That's why I can't wait to get into this. John, I want to thank you so much for doing this, spending the, you know, hour and 15 minutes. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I'm going to get let me get everybody else out of here. DeWolf, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on the socials, the Twitters, everything and like that?
I'm just on Twitter much. I don't know if it's more active on there, but yeah, just DeWolf78. You can find me over there and come on up.
Make sure you follow him. Retro, tell everybody where they can find you at, especially on GT. And soon to be taken on John in Tekken 8.
Yeah, I don't think it's
nice. You can't say stuff like that. Oh, my God. David, tell everybody where they can find you on the socials, sir. Yeah, definitely. I'll DM you and we can figure it out and all that stuff. Definitely. That is going to do it for us today. I understand it was a short show, but that's okay. This was a fantastic, unbelievable show and that stuff. Again, thanks to John. Thanks to David. Thanks to DeWolf. Thanks to Retro and that stuff. We're going to set everything up. Towards the end of the month, we have William Aguilar coming on to the damage plan and that stuff. So we'll go, you know, a bunch of acquisitions, things like that. You know, you never know. John might be popping up and saying, hey, we got the contract for Wipeout. So we don't know. We're going to wait. I see his eyes and that stuff. But that is going to do it for us today in that. Everybody have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll catch you guys towards the end of the month and that stuff. So everybody have a great one. See you towards the end of the month. Thanks. Okay, let me see here.